Today, we will study lesson number 10 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir. And we will begin now, in lesson 10, to study the third Perek, the first and second Mishnayos of Perek Gimel. Now, the halacha is, as we've learned now several times, and when a person accepts upon himself a nazirus, when the nazirus is over, on the day that it is over, he brings three korbanos and has a tiglachas, a haircut. The three korbanos are a korban chatos, a korban ola, a korban shlomim. That whole package, the three korbanos and the haircut, are referred to as tiglachas, the haircut. Now we know also at this point that if a person doesn't say how long he wants the nazirus to be for, the duration of his nazirus, then the rule is, as we learned in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. If he does not specify the duration of his nazirus, it's 30 days. We will see now that there's a difference between the person who does not specify Stam, when it's 30 days, versus the person who says, Hareini nozir lishloshim yom. I am a nozir for 30 days. Misha omar hareini nozir. If a person says, I'm a nozir, so, stam nazir lishloshim yom, is a nozir for 30 days. Migalayach yom shloshim ve'echo. When those 30 days are over, on the next day, day 31, that's the ideal time for him to bring his korbanos and to have his haircut. But suppose he does not. But rather, the imgilach liyom shloshim, he does the haircut and brings the korbanos on day 30, yotza. He is yotze. Why? Because for stam nazirus, we say the rule, miktsas hayom kekulo. We say that he has to be a nazir for 30 days. On day 30, he wakes up in the morning, he has breakfast, etc. An hour, two, 3 hours go by when he is still conducting himself as a nazir. Those 3 hours, miktsas hayom, count kekulo, they count as an entire day. That's only in the case when the 30 days were because he just said, hareini nazir stam, and didn't specify 30 days. But suppose he specifies 30 days, Hareini nozir shloshim yom, he says, then we can't say miktsas hayom kekulo, because his verbal commitment was to be a nozir for 30 days. We say he means 30 days shleimim, 30 complete days. So we must wait until day 31 for his tiglachas and his korbonos. And im gilach liyom shloshim, if on day 30, the middle of the day, he takes his haircut and brings his korbanos lo yotza, because he hasn't had a complete nazirus, and he must start all over again, count a new 30 days, etc. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis takes this one step further. Misha nozar shtei naziriyos. If a person made a commitment to conduct two naziriyos consecutively. Stam. He didn't say how long either of them should be. So now he has Naziris number one for Shloshim Yom, and then Naziris number two for Shloshim Yom. Ideally, Migaleach es harishono Yom Shloshim V'yechad. Ideally, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, he will conduct himself for 30 full days, and only on day 31 will he have the Tiglachas and the Korbanos. So on day 31, that becomes day 1 for the second Nazirus, v'yes hashniyo yom shishim v'yechod, and shloshim v'yechod is day 1, shishim is day 30, shishim v'yechod is day 31 of the second Nazirus. That's the ideal. V'yes hashniyo yom shishim v'yechod. But suppose v'yim gilach es harishono yom shloshim. He took advantage, so to speak, of the leniency, and he did not wait the whole 30 days until day 31. But on day 30, 10 o'clock in the morning, after a few hours, he relied upon the principle of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo. And he brought his korbanos for the first Nazirus. So fine, the first Nazirus is now behind him. Now on that day 30, he can begin counting the Nazirus number 2. And if he starts counting the Nazirus 2 on Miktsas Hayom, the latter Miktsas Hayom of Yom Shloshim, which day is day 31? Day 60. Because day 30, figure it out. Look on the count with your fingers. Yom Shloshim is day 1, Yom Shloshim V'yechad is day 2, etc., 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 and Yom Shishim is day 31. Mekaleach es hashniyah, Yom Shishim. But v'yim gilach Yom Shishim chosor echad, suppose he was Mekaleach on day 59. Day 59 is Yom Shloshim of the second Nazirus. Day 60 is Yom Shloshim V'yechad of the second Nazirus. Yom Shishim Choser Echot 59 is day 30 of the second Nazirus. And day 30 of a Nazirus, when it's a Stam Nazirus, Yotza, he's been Yotze. The Chiddush, of course, here in the Mishnah is that we use the principle of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, splitting the day into 2 days, so that day 30 of the first Nazirus can be day 30 of the first Nazirus, because from dawn until 10 a.m. he was a Nazir. Then he brought his korbanos, etc. And the second half of the day become the Miktsas Hayom Kikulo for the second Nazirus, which now begins on day 30. So that day 59 is day 30 of the second Nazirus. V'zo, this principle that one day can be split, Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, and serve as the last day of Nazirus number 1 and the first day of Nazirus number 2, this was a testimony which was on record from Heyid Rabbi Papias al Mishen Nozer Shtei Nazirios. Rabbi Papias told us this is what the Chachomim ruled back in the days of Yavne, that if a person commits himself to 2 Stam Nazirios, She'im Gilaches Harishono Yom Shloshim, if he did the Tiglachas and brought the Korbanos for the first Nazirus on day number 30, Migaleach Es Hashnia Yom Shishim, because day 30 of the first Nazirus becomes day 1 of the second Nazirus, so that day 60 of all the days becomes day 31 of the second Nazirus. But V'im Gilach Liom Shishim Choser Echad, day 59, which is day 30 of the second Nazirus, if he started, we consider that he started to count on day 30, Yotza She Yom Shloshim Ole Lo Min HaMinyon. The 30th day counts as both the last day of the first Nazirus and the first day of the second Nazirus. And so we have finished lesson number 10.